Dave's called the show this morning. What are you up to, Dave?
I'm just on my way to work this morning. I'm working in Runcorn this morning.
Oh, yeah?
I just wanted to know, is it possible to give a happy birthday to my mum? She's 74 today.
Of course you can, yeah. What's your mum called?
She's Dorothy Hawthorne.
Dorothy Hawthorne. Where does Dorothy live?
In Wigan, in Newtown.
In Wigan. And she's 74 today?
She's 74. She's the longest serving lollipop person in Wigan.
Is she? Which school does she work outside?
Westfield on Montrose Avenue.
Okay, and who else is the message from, David?
It's myself, my brother Chris, and his three children, Sophie, Joe and George.
Brilliant. Okay, mate, no worries. Well, we'll pass that message on.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Yesterday in the news, I don't know if you're following our news yesterday, we had Chris Hill on the news. No, not the Warrington and England prop. No, we had the Chief Inspector from Greater Manchester Police, Chris Hill, on the show. And also yesterday in the news, as I was listening during the day, we had Michael Palin. Yes, Michael Palin in the news. Yes, no, not the Monty Python legend. No. No, we had the Chief Exec of St Helens Council on the show yesterday. So this morning I thought it'd be quite fun. Let's see if we can come up with some more non-famous famous people. So if you were at school with, or you know someone you are related to possibly, or indeed, if you work with someone who has a famous name, they must hate it. Maybe even you yourself. We'd love to hear from you this morning. We'll give you a quick mention on the show. In fact, Karen's been on Facebook already this morning. Her son is Andy Cole. So morning, Andy. Not the legendary footballer. No. This is Karen's son, Andy Cole. So, any more of those, keep them coming. Morning to Sam Smith. No, not the singer Sam Smith. This is Sam Smith, who's on his way to work in Wigan this morning. Morning, Sam. And also, hello to Alex Murphy, is listening to the show this morning. Morning, Alex Murphy. No, not the rugby league legend, Alex Murphy. No. This is Alex Murphy, who's heading off to work in Lee. So, morning to you, Alex Murphy. Good to get you on. So, we've got more of those coming up. We'll do some more after 8. So, we want the non-famous, famous people this morning. See what we can come up with between now and 10. If you know someone you're maybe heading to work with every day, maybe they've had some flack over the years for their name. Maybe it'd be horrendous if you were given a really bad one, wouldn't it? You know? Hang on, there's one coming. What's this one here? Brad Pitt. We dealt with a telecommunications business in America once in my business. This is Stu who's emailed here. We dealt with an American telecoms business, and my contact in America at this telecoms company, no word of a lie, was Brad Pitt. There's no way he could be. It can't be the Brad Pitt, can it? I doubt he's ever had to work for a telecoms company. Hello to Tom. He says, my uncle is William Smith. The white Will Smith. Very nice. Hello to Liz. She says, my best friend at school was called Ashley Madison. Ooh, I did say before the news, there must be someone who's got a name you probably wouldn't want anymore. My best friend at school was called Ashley Madison. Thankfully, she's now married and totally faithful, says Liz. She's now Ashley Hunter. So morning, Ashley Hunter. And let's go to the phones.
Oh, hi. I was listening. I believe you're asking for people with famous names.
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the non-famous famous this morning. So who have we got?
I'm Zoe Ball.
You're Zoe Ball. Nice to have you on, Zoe Ball. So Strictly, I mean, you must be getting excited ahead of the new series of Strictly Come Dancing, are you?
Oh, I am, yeah, definitely. You know, I've got my tap shoes on and ready.
So how much flack have you had over the last 20 years, then? Do people, when they ring you up, do they think you're the real person? Have you ever managed to pull that off as a con?
I've never pulled it off. No. I have before now when I was a lot younger and on a night out, and if I met somebody, they'd ask me my name and I'd say it and they'd go, yeah, and I've had to get, like, my driving licence out before now. Who I am.
Brilliant. Okay, fantastic. Well, good luck with that. Thank you very much for coming. Nice to talk to somebody as famous as Zoe Ball on the show this morning. Where are you, Zoe? Where are you calling from?
Billings.
Have a great day. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Bye. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Sharon. Now, Sharon, you are on your way to work right now. Tell us what you do, Sharon.
I work as an emergency call handler.
You work for an emergency call handler. This is police, ambulance, fire. What do you do?
It's the police service.
Wow. Yeah. Stressful job?
It can be very stressful, yeah.
Mm.
Very enjoyable as well.
Okay, I can imagine. Do you fancy... I've watched that programme at 999, What's Your Emergency? Do you fancy being a bit of a star on that show? You'd fancy the cameras following you around your job? Would you like that?
Yeah, I
wouldn't mind, yeah. Get your makeup done every morning. That'd be lovely, that. Okay, Sharon, so where do you live? Where are you travelling from?
I'm devilling in from Ashton.
In Ashton, it sounds like you're in a supersonic jet. Right, Sharon, well, let's see if we can win you a couple of tickets to go watch Latics play. They're playing Millwall Tuesday night in League One, and to win, we wanted you to work out our little lyric this morning, which sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Demi, and this is my lyric. I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool.
OK, but before you give us your answer, do you still get nutters, Cor? We're not so much jokingly, but you hear the calls that you get. Do you just have to handle the nutters that call you up and give you stupid prank calls and things like that?
We do, yeah, of course we do.
Must drive you nuts. Right, OK, Sharon, so the answer on Little Lyrics is...
It's Careless Whisper by George Michael.
George Michael, Careless Whisper. Well done, you got it. Well done, Sharon. So we're going to sort you out with two tickets. You're going to see Latics next Tuesday against Millwall. Thanks for coming on the show, Sharon.
Brilliant, thank you.
Have a safe day at work today. Thanks for coming on. Last night, we were at Fat Boys Barbecue in Bryn. It's on the Bryn Crossroads there. We mentioned that quite a lot in the traffic and travel news. If you're ever stuck at the lights, you'll see it there. We were there for Milo's Last Supper. Now, I don't think Leonardo da Vinci's going to be popping along to Painters anytime soon. There were five of us there taking the challenge of eating one of their six-stack burgers in under 15 minutes. And if you've seen any of the photos, you'll see... You see the mess that I produced. And only one of the five of us managed it. Have a listen.
3, 2, 1.
Well done, Mark.
What a star.
Mark, how do you feel after completing that burger challenge? How do you feel after Oh, you can't talk, I see. Now, hang on, you're his buddy. You brought him along here, bud.
Yeah, so, I wish
John,
I had
him. So, John, you brought him along to take part, and he's just beating you in our little competition. How do you feel?
Betrayed.
Betrayed. Can we talk now?
Yep.
Mark, how does it feel? How do you feel at this very moment?
Ill.
Ill? Well, the burgers are nice, though. Yeah. You like the burger? You
know,
the
burger's gorgeous. Does that
count? Yeah. And so you've just won yourself £200 for eating six burgers like that. I mean, that's unbelievable, isn't it? You never expected that, did you?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mark. Our winner. I doubt he'll be treating himself to a burger tea tonight. I've just discovered that my incredibly showbiz lifestyle is going to take an extraordinary twist later as I get home to the news that our washing machine is producing black sludge, apparently. White load on this morning, it's come out covered in black sludge. What am I supposed to do about that? Donna's just rung me. What am I supposed to do? Why has that happened? I mean, is it dirt? Do I need to clean it out or something? What do I need to do? No idea. It's extraordinary showbiz, my life, you know. That's the kind of thing us guys hang out doing after our big radio show. Cleaning the washing machine. Brilliant. Thrill a minute, my life. Now, Bake Off Bingo. It was Celebrity Bake... Not Celebrity Bake Off. It was Great British Bake Off last night. And if you've been following the show over recent weeks, we do a thing called Bake Off Bingo, where online I put up a list of 10 key phrases that they tend to use on the show with regular aplomb. Now, somewhat disappointing last night. So much so that I've thrown the list out because I was quite angry that they didn't. So, no, here it is. Here's our list. Things like, I mean, they were doing like shoe pastry last night. I thought that they'd come up with something like uniform or irregular or tight bottom, pale. No, none of those. We only got two. We only spotted two on our Bake Off list last night. So if you were playing Bake Off Bingo, you should have had this one. This was one of our phrases.
Like crisp pastry.
Crisp. So you got that one, and then we also got this one.
It's quite delicate.
Delicate, yeah, delicate was it. That was it. That was all we got last night. Frankly, I'm thinking of jacking in the show. Bake Off Bingo. Really letting us down. Not coming up with their stereotypical comments. What's going on here? They're coming up with new content. It's not right, is it? Semi-final next week. It's getting tense. So